This is old Blois, and I want to tell you one other story about old Houston Ford. I don't think it'll take too long to tell this, but you know old Carl, now he don't run a gambling place that way. He don't have a game, a card game in his place. But if you want to go up there and play cards, in other words, if you've got two or three people and they want to go up there and play cards, you know, meet at Carl's, Carl lets you do it. He's got a back room back there, and you can go back there and play cards, and you can gamble if you want to. But Carl let it know, he let it out. He said he didn't want no cheating up there, and he wouldn't have it. And he said he was going to watch them. And so anyway, they go up there and play cards. And I don't ever play cards, you know, but sometimes I'll go up there and watch them. And of course, Carl lets them do that because when they come up there to play cards, of course, you know, they order them drinks and he makes a lot of money. And so he'll let them play cards up there, but he don't. He don't have no cheating up there at all. And of course everybody knows that Carl means business. And so, you know, they don't give him no trouble over that. But a while back there was a man from Memphis that come over here. I guess he found out about these people playing cards up here. I don't know what made him come. His name was J.D. Black, and he come from Memphis, and he was, you know, he had his fancy clothes on, and he wanted to play cards in the game, you know, and they said, well, everybody is welcome, you know. They didn't know him, but They let anybody into the game, you know. So he got in the game, and it wasn't very long before he started winning. You know, they was dealing blackjack is what they was doing. And J.D. Black was dealing it, and he got to getting 21 might near every time. And he was taking the money. I mean, he was taking the money. And Carl, you know, found out about it because they was back there cussing, you know, and he come back there to see what it was. And they was cussing about this guy winning all the time. And I guess Carl got suspicious. And so what he done, and I happened to be down there at the time. Now, I didn't play cards. I never do gamble because I work hard for my money and I don't want to lose it in no card game. But anyway, I like to watch it. And so they was back there playing, and what Carl done, he sent Houston Ford back there. And I thought that was kind of funny at the time. But he sent old Houston Ford back there, and Houston Ford just kind of sat down in a chair there and kind of listened to the game. You know, of course, I told you Houston Ford can't see, but he could listen to what was going on. And of course, they would call out the cards, and he got me, you know, he got talking to me, and he said, "What I want you to do is tell me what cards is played." And so I said, "Well, I'll do it, Houston." I thought he was just interested in the game, you know, and of course he couldn't. He couldn't see it, and he wanted me to tell him what cards was played. So I did, and I told him every card that they played. When he'd deal out the cards, I'd say, well, so-and-so has got a 6 and a 2 or a 10 or whatever it was, you know. And he sat there and listened. I guess they played about 10 hands. And so Houston, finally he told me, he said, well, you can quit now. He said, I believe I've heard just about enough. So he left, and directly Carl come back there, and old Houston was with him, and Carl said, what's going on back here? And Houston said, well, he said, I've been sitting here, and he said, I've 3 ace of spades and 2 aces of clubs, and I've seen 4 king of diamonds. And he said, you know, ain't no deck of cards has got that many aces and that many kings. And he said, somebody is cheating. Well, old J.D. Black jumped up. You know, he was going to whoop Houston, but old Carl, of course, he stepped in front of him, that guy didn't want to mess with Carl, because Carl would have made 3 of him. And Carl said, J.D., have you been cheating back here? And J.D. said, he said, hell no, I ain't been cheating. He said, these people just can't play. Well, Carl reached down and picked him up and shook him, you know. And when he did, a whole bunch of aces and face cards and tens come out of his coat and his shirt. And so that made everybody mad, and everybody was going to whoop him, you know. And Carl said, no, there ain't going to be none of that. We ain't going to have no fighting. But he said, I tell you what I am going to do. So he reached in old J.D.'s pocket and took his billfold out. And he looked in the billfold, and there was about $6,000 in that billfold. And so Carl took the billfold and put it in his pocket. And J.D. said, you ain't going to take my billfold. And Carl said, well, I already have. And J.D. said, well, I had some money when I come down here. And Carl said, okay, how much did you have? And J.D. said, well, I don't know. He said, I know, but I had some money. And Carl said, well, if you can't tell me how much you had, he said, I'm just going to keep it all. And so J.D. said, well, I'm going to go get the sheriff, is what he said. And Carl said, well, I'll just go with you, and we'll talk to the sheriff, and I'll explain to him what you was doing down here. And so J.D., of course, he didn't. He backed off, and he said, no, he said he wouldn't go to the sheriff, but he said Carl was low down so-and-so for taking all of his money. Well, Carl reached down and picked him up and took him outside there and set him down on the porch. And Carl's got this big old Doberman up there that he keeps in a pen, and when that place closes, he turns that Doberman out, and that Doberman guards that beer garden up there all night. He don't never go nowhere. He just stays around that beer garden and looks after it, and he don't never bother nobody. But I wouldn't want to go around that beer garden when Carl wasn't there. But I've seen the dog. He don't even bark when people come up there. He just stays in his pen. But I've got a feeling that if you come up there at night, he might do more than bark. I mean, he might take a leg off. But anyway, Carl said, J.D., he said, you can start running. And he said, I'm going to give you about 10 to get started. And it said, if you don't, I'm going to turn this dog loose. Well, J.D. Black took off running. And he took off down the road, and he ain't been seen since. And so I asked old Houston about that thing, about what happened. And he said, you told me what was happening. And he said, I just listened. He said, I didn't keep up with all the cards because I can't remember that. But he said, all I done was just kept up with aces and kings. Because he said, I knowed if he was cheating. And he said, I figured he was because Carl told me he was. And he said, I used to be in Las Vegas, stayed there for, a good long time. And he said, I've learned about cards. And he said, it didn't take me very long to know what he was doing. But anyway, that's the story. And old J.D. Black ain't been back, and I ain't looking for him to come back neither. But anyway, before I wind this up, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about old Houston. He and old Francine have been going out together, and they go down to this cafe down here that me and old my girl Emily goes to, and I see them in there quite a bit. Every chance they get, he takes her down there, and I seen them holding hands in there, so I'm just telling you that I wasn't spying on them. I just happened to see them, and I know he's really struck on her. So I look for for an announcement any day now about engagement, because I noticed she sure wasn't pushing him away or nothing like that. So I think she's just as struck on old Houston as he is on her. But I'm gonna quit now because I've talked long enough, and I'll be back. I'm going to tell you about some other people down here. I think I've said enough about old Houston. But if he was to get married, I'll come back over here and let you know. But I'm going to tell you about some other people on the next podcast. What I want to tell you about is the barbarians. At least that's what they call them. That's not what I call them, but that's what everybody else calls them down here. And I want to tell you about them on the next podcast. One other thing that I meant to tell you on that when I was talking to you about old J.D. Black a minute ago, but I wanted to tell you what old Carl done with the money, because I meant to tell you that, and I got to talking and I got to thinking about old Houston and Francine, and I forgot to tell you what he done with the money. But he talked to all the people, and he said, now, if you'll tell me the truth about what you lost, he said, I'm going to give it back to you. But he said, I better not hear no lying. And so they all told him, there was about 10 of them, not right then. They was just 4 or 5 of them right there when he throwed old J.D. out. But there was, he'd been up there the day before, so there was about 4 or 5 more of them. And he talked to all of them, and he told them, he said, now, if you can tell me the truth, he said, I'll give you your money back this one time, because he said, I don't want nobody coming down here cheating in the card games. So they ever won, you know, come up to him and they told him the truth. And they really did. And some of them just like lost, you know, $5. And Carl gave it back to him. One man lost $50. And there was a whole bunch of them. Some of them lost 27 and 24. But they could tell him how much they had lost, except one person, old Bobby Chance. He couldn't tell him. He said, Carl, I've got to tell you the truth. He said, I don't know for sure. He said, I got my paycheck, yes, did he, and I got $80. And he said, I've got $47 left. But he said, I bought some groceries with some of it. And he said, I don't know what I lost. And Carl, you know, he got his pencil and he said, well, do you think you lost more than $20? And Bobby said, well, no, I don't believe I did. He said, because I got about, $30 worth of groceries at least. And he said, I got a drink or two up here. So Carl said, well, do you think it would be fair if I was to give you $20? And Bobby said, well, yeah, that'd be more than fair, Carl. But he said, I ain't going to tell you I lost $20. And Carl said, well, that's all right. I'm going to give you $20. Well, anyway, when he got through paying them all off, there was still about $4,000 left that he had took from old J.D. Black. And he got to talking to Francine, and he asked her, was there something that they needed up there at the school? And she said, yeah, said they needed a new, what they called a stereo system. See, they had this old television and speakers and a record player, but it had got old, you know, and the television had quit. And so he went out with that $4,000 and he bought what they called a entertainment center. And it was a television and speakers and a CD player and all that stuff, you know, in one thing, you know, one, it was two pieces. It was a screen and then a control center. And that screen was about 4 feet square at least. So he got him that. He said he didn't want to keep the man's money, but he said he was going to use it for some good cause. So he gave it to Francine, and she was just tickled to death. And that principal of the school come up there and thanked old Carl. He said that they'd been needing that entertainment center for a long time, but they just couldn't get the money up for it. And, you know, Carl just said, well, you welcome. I'm glad to do it. He said, y'all do a good service for the community. So I just wanted you to know what happened to the money, because it was, you know, Carl is a good man, like I told you, and Carl wouldn't keep nothing that didn't belong to him. And he tries to be fair with everybody that he has dealings with. Yeah.